From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 30th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The building known as Catskill Mill, located at 111 Water Street in the village, has been sold. The 19th century factory building was recently purchased by Steve Halmus and his daughter Steph Halmus, who intend to transform the space into a multi-use contemporary arts building. It will be called Foreland. The property was formerly owned by Rob Kalin. The purchase price was not disclosed. Steph Halmus is an artist living in Brooklyn. Steve Halmus is the CEO of Florida-based Halmus Holdings. Steph Halmus said the Catskill community has been welcoming and their priority is to create a project that, and I quote, benefits both the village and the growing arts community throughout the region, end quote. The Halmuses declined to be interviewed further until the project has progressed and plans are finalized, Fiducia writes. The Halmuses intend to develop Foreland plan over the next 18 months. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Plans for a trail that would traverse the city of Hudson's North Bay by the Columbia County Land Conservancy, Columbia County, and the city are progressing. The preliminary design, which was presented to the public on November 16th, includes a half-mile trail that would connect North 2nd Street to the Greenport Conservation Area. The 1,000-acre parcel known as the North Bay Conservation and Recreation Area includes the site of a closed county landfill capped in 1997. The landfill comprises almost 30 of the 105 acres that surrounded the proposed trail. The site has been deemed safe by the State Department of Environmental Conservation and will now require monitoring after 2026. However, the project faces other challenges. The lower portion of the trail, including a proposed footbridge, would be located in a floodplain. Other difficulties include establishing protections for wetland wildlife, especially migratory birds, and providing accessibility for people with disabilities as required under federal law. The design phase of the project is scheduled to conclude in the spring. You can watch Dan Udell's video recording of the November 16th Columbia Land Conservancy public meeting at the WGXC newsroom page and read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union. The second meeting of the State Drinking Water Quality Council was held in Albany November 29th, with a conversation focused on POFA and PFOS, the chemicals found in the water supplies in Rensselaer County and Newburgh. Residents of Petersburg and Hoosick Falls who attended the meeting urged the council to set the maximum contamination levels below the current federal guidelines of 70 parts per trillion. Health Department research scientist Kenneth Bogdan showed that three other states had set lower guideline levels, Minnesota at 35 parts per trillion, Vermont at 20 parts per trillion, and New Jersey at 14 parts per trillion. Residents also called for the council to consider other emerging contaminants before they become a health problem. PFOA has been linked to kidney and testicular cancer, as well as thyroid disease and other serious health problems. The council was established last spring and mandated to make its first set of recommendations on contaminant limits for drinking water in October 2018. Its first meeting was held on Long Island in October and focused on the chemical dioxane. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, Steve Barnes is reporting in the Times Union that Garrison Keillor's scheduled performance at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, November 29th, was canceled that afternoon just hours after it was announced the public radio personality had been fired by Minnesota Public Radio for allegations of, and I quote, inappropriate behavior, end quote. WAMC Public Radio, a sponsor of that performance, had worked to disassociate itself from the show after news of the firing broke. Alan Chertok, WAMC's president and CEO, had been slated to introduce Keillor at the Colonial. Chertok said during a brief interview via cell phone while he was driving early Wednesday afternoon, and I quote, I won't be going, end quote. However, tickets to the event continued to be sold through the day. After 5 p.m., a note appeared on the Colonial Theater's website saying the show had been canceled by DSP Shows. The note stated, and I quote, Berkshire Theater Group finds any victimization of people deplorable, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly after 3 p.m. today. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. But Thursday night, rain showers are likely, possibly mixing with snow after midnight, then gradually ending. It will be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 36. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The sun rose this morning at 7:04 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:22 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, almost 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 30th and last day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.